This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There are two legal developments in the increasingly complicated California recall today. In the first, a Sacramento County judge ruled Democrat Cruz Bustamante cannot use a loophole in California's campaign finance laws to circumvent strict spending limits on the election. For weeks, Bustamante's use of about $4 million in donations from labor unions and Indian tribes has been under scrutiny. He tried to deflect criticism by pledging to spend the money not directly on his campaign, but on an initiative that will appear on the same ballot as the recall. But today's ruling said that he cannot do that. These donations represent the bulk of the money Bustamante has raised so far for his campaign.
Also today, lawyers went before an 11-member panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to make arguments about whether the recall election should be held on October 7th or postponed until March. The American Civil Liberties Union has argued for the delay. They say that the use of punch card ballots in six counties is unfair to the minority voters there. NPR's John McChesney was at the hearing today and joins us now. And John, first, briefly catch us up on the legal case and what's happened so far.
Well, you mentioned that the ACLU sued in a lower court, saying six counties using these machines would disenfranchise 40,000 people. Because of the error rate of these rather notorious machines now. The lower court ruled against the ACLU. That was appealed. Then last week, a three-judge panel of the appeals court, the Ninth Circuit Appeals Court, overturned the lower court and said the election should be postponed. That's how we got where we are.
And now we have 11 judges who sit on the Ninth Circuit Court hearing essentially the same case all over again. What's different about the 11 judges, apart from there being so many more judges?
Well, there are more, and they are more conservative by general consensus. A couple of them are considered quite conservative by that court's standards. And none of the three original three-judge panel are sitting on this 11-judge panel. So the conventional wisdom here is these guys are going to be a little bit more conservative.
So this was the scene, and today the hearing began. What did you hear?
Well, we heard a lot. It was 2 hours of argument. And, you know, the original three-judge panel used the Supreme Court's Bush v. Gore ruling that different counties use different methods for recounting ballots in Florida. But right away, Judge Alex Kaczynski jumped in here on top of the ACLU lawyers and said, we don't have a Bush v. Gore problem. He said that California has a vote counting standards that Florida lacked in 2000. Lawyers of the ACLU, Lawrence Tribe amongst them, who argued in Bush v. Gore, they argued still that the state knows these machines are inaccurate and therefore it's illegal to have an election using them. A lawyer for the Secretary of State's office argued that the election shouldn't be postponed, even if that lower court had misinterpreted the law, because it's in the public interest now to have the election proceed on October 7th. And he said it's even more important now because we're only about 2 weeks away from the election. But the courtroom broke into laughter when Judge Kaczynski said that that lower court judge sort of missed it on the Voting Rights Act. Just between us, he said, I won't tell if you won't tell.
Now, we should say that Judge Kaczynski here is, if not the most, certainly one of the most conservative judges, a Republican appointee, one of the most conservative judges on the Ninth Circuit Court. And Lawrence Tribe, the Harvard Law scholar, was the man who actually lost in Gore v. Bush, arguing the Democrats' case that the counting should be permitted to go along. So he was saying, look, I remember the arguments I lost to, and you should apply them here in this case.
But Kaczynski, you know, didn't let him get away with that. And he also, but Kaczynski, even though he may be one of the more conservative judges here, he was equally hard on the pro-recall lawyer, Charles Diamond. He said, he asked Diamond, he said, if one out of every 10 votes doesn't count, is that close enough for government work? And Diamond came back and said, well, if it was 50%, I think we'd want to take a searching look at it. But you don't stop everybody from voting if some of the people who do vote may have their votes counted erroneously. A couple of judges, by the way, expressed concern about the potential disenfranchisement of 500,000 voters who already filed absentee ballots. They wanted to know what would happen to those. The ACLU came back and said that's an inconvenience, not a disenfranchisement.
So the Ninth Circuit has heard the arguments. Any idea when we can expect them to rule?
We don't know. The pressure is really on them, though, because tomorrow it will be 2 weeks until October 7th. So everybody's expecting this thing to be either tomorrow or the next day.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's John McChesney speaking to us from San Francisco.